Okay, we're going to move on. The Pacifica National Board representatives, would someone like to give a report? Susan? Susan Young? Adriana?
Yes, I am muting. I sent out a written report to the entire LSB, I think maybe an hour or two before the meeting. And I haven't pulled it up, so I don't have it to read. However, I can summarize, and I could pull it up and read it if I am technically able to do so. The report that I gave was that the PNB conducted elections for directors to serve on 8 committees, 4 standing committees listed in the bylaws, and 4 special committees. 1 committee was not set up again, and that's personnel, because personnel completed their work in recommending and hiring Stephanie. So it is it's dormant for now. Each of our PNB directors serves on 2 committees, one standing and 1 special. We talked in advance about what our interests were, and we agreed we did not have split tickets. So it is Teresa on coordinating, Marianne on governance, Egberto on audit, me on finance for the standing committees. For the special committees, it is Teresa on
Teresa on elections.
Egberto's on programming, and I think I screwed up the order of which is which. And it is Susan on strategic planning, and Marianne on emergency management. We also have had the national office has gone after a small business SBA loan, and it's called EIDL, E-I-D-L, and it is something like emergency something something. Some time back, we got $500,000. We upped the request to $2 million. And very recently, it was reported that we got the additional $1.5 million. And the PNB, and working with Stephanie and with NEDA, which is the financial management organization working with us, has identified ways to basically distribute those funds. And so a portion is to retire prior debt with FJC, and a portion is to retire backlogs of expenditures. And then there has been a lot of discussion about re-securing CPB funding. The board is holding a special meeting to get a briefing about what is required, what are the CPB requirements, what are the gaps between what we're doing and what the CPB requirements are, our strategies for filling those gaps, for connecting them, and things like time frame. So I think that regarding the committees, the committees are not going to, are starting up bit by bit. KPFD was ahead of everybody else in that we elected the delegates to serve on the committees. Other stations have not yet done that. The board chair who Teresa conferred with says that when those elections have been held, she is going to request that people convene the committees. One of the committees that I serve on, which is finance, has been meeting ongoing because it's working on budgets. And I think in the interest of transparency, we are putting forward deficit budgets. The current situation with Pacifica is that we are not in a sustainable position, and the ability to pay back the loans that we have, the debt which we have incurred, is not yet assured. So to say to Ted, yes, the situation is serious.
I would like to make a
hold on.
I would like to comment also.
Very quickly, Teresa, please.
I have been most concerned for the last year that that our budgets and our payments have not included central services. I think that in order to pay for the director's insurance and to pay for personnel and to pay for Netta, who does our accounting, we need to pay central services so they can make, so they can pay those bills. Also our attorney's fees. So somehow we have to scrape enough money not only to pay, make our payroll and, pay for our transmitter and such, but we need to pay central services.
Thank you, Teresa. We're almost at time for this segment. Ted, you have your hand up. Do you have a question? You got to unmute, Ted. Unmute. Ted, you have to unmute. There you go.
I heard you. Thank you for reminding me. It says that we're in the Pacific and National Board and National Committee reports with Q and A. So right. I am with Q and A.
Ted, do you have a question?
I would like to know what the specific goals of Teresa, Susan, Egberto, and Marianne are on their special committees, and Teresa, Marianne, Egberto, and Susan on the standing committees. I would also like to know if you are going to provide us with reports so that we can give you feedback so that you are effectively representing us. What are your plans?
Thank you, Ted. Before you respond to that, members of our national board, I suggest that you come next time prepared with that information in hand. Thank you, Ted. That's an important question. And next meeting, we'll try to get to those specifics, or we will have those specifics. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, let me, a point of order, or whatever the right word is to use. I just want to say specifically, look, we don't, in my humble opinion, we don't have to waste everybody's time with this, Ted. If you want to know what I am going to do as your representatives, you have my telephone, you have my email. I will always take your email. I will always take your calls. We don't have to just throw this and make these meetings longer than it needs to be. So thank you so kindly for the answer.
Egberto, thank you. The point is
thank
to make
you.
Transparent to the entire board, okay?
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted, please. All right, we're going to move on to the KPFT committee reports now. Adriana, I see your hand, but we really need to move the agenda. Is this something quick? Adriana Casanova?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, please.
I have a really worry about something. Please, we know that we shouldn't repeat the names and the telephone numbers that you see for private people that come to the meetings.
Thank you, Adriana.
Mr. Chair, may I finish? I'm sorry, my sentence, may I?
It's questions to the PNB.
No, sir, it's not a question. It's an obligation. People doesn't need to be exposed.
Then this is out
we
of
know,
order, Adriana. Adriana, this
Chair,
is out of
please.
Order. Adriana,
please,
no, ma'am. You're out of order. We're on the PNB.
Why am I out of order, sir?
This is not germane to the PNB report.
Doesn't matter. It's germane to our bylaws, sir.
Thank you, Adriana. We realize this. We're going to move on to committee.
Please don't report. Do it anymore. That's what I'm trying to say. Do
Adriana,
not expose people.
You,
we saw
you,
what
please.
Happened. We Adriana. Have the Ku Klux Klan attacking people, right? In our boards. Twice.
Adriana, please, this is not topical. It's out of order. I'm issuing a first.
But you are the chair. Please take care of that. That doesn't happen anymore. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. I'll withdraw that warning. KPFT committee reports, MSRC, Jane Scheidler.
Good evening. Thank you. The MSRC committee members have been doing their work and we are meeting on Monday. We will meet on Monday with Dr. Franklin in executive session to exchange ideas with him. He's going to, he'll bring things to us and we will share things with him. And so that's on Monday, and that's pretty much all I have to report right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Finance Committee, Mac McPherson, please, our treasurer.
We have nothing to report. We've not met. We're waiting to, we will meet again in April, at which time we expect to have a draft budget.
Thank you. I know we're moving along, and I don't know if Markeisha's listening in, but thank you for your help as well, Markeisha. I'm going to go a little bit out of order and save the best for last. Outreach. Outreach Committee. Captain, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you for the time. I also like to welcome Ms. Stephanie Wells as our new ED. Thank you for what you're doing for KPFT and Pacifica. He was called to order on March 2nd. In attendance was myself, Nancy Sabor Nortomi, Mike Lewis, Frank Parta, Teresa Allen, and Robert Lewis. The agenda was the Art Car Parade and also just saw the shrill Nisi, 52 for 52. Robin has sent me an email and suggestion for the Art Car Parade. Listed in the email was the following. Art Car Parade for the Art Car for the Parade, drivers for the car, and able to line up 2 hours early before the parade. PA system with speakers, a generator, extension cords, a cooler for water for volunteers, two people to be announcers during the parade, a DJ with own music rig and music before the parade. Banners for tents and for the parade. KPFT outreach material for the crowds such as flyers and bumper stickers, which was suggested by Teresa Allen and Nancy Saboria. Someone to be at the table to take take donations and volunteer to load and unload in the at least 2 hours early before the parade starts. The orange show is supposed to be giving KPFT two tents and tables and scripts for the announcers parade. I also have a suggestion for 5252. My suggestion is that we have a drawing at the end of March for grand prize will be given to listeners that will and participate. There is no limit for entries. You donate $52. Your name goes into a hat. And when you announce the winners, the person will be contacted by phone. And you can enter as many times as you want. And as long as you donate $52. Next meeting will be special meeting on March 23rd. This is a special meeting for the agenda at Art Car Parade to see where we are at that particular time. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
That's very good work. We're all very appreciative, Captain Tom.
Yes.
Keep up that great
Thank
work. You. Everybody on that committee, good job. Thank you. Committee of Inclusion, I don't believe has met. Adriana, do you have plans to convene that?
Yes, sir. Once the PMB select the person from the PMB, you need to let me know that.
Okay. We will get somebody stepped up and get you, situated with that. Thank you. In fact, would one person, one of our PNB representatives here want to volunteer for that right now? Don't all speak up at once now. Susan Young has her. Susan Young.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm just saying that Marianne Martinez, has offered to serve in that capacity. She may want to speak to that.
Marianne, you want to acknowledge that? You're muted, Marianne. Okay, Adriana, we'll get you.
I'm sorry. What was it that you just said?
Committee of Inclusion. You volunteered to be on that because Adriana will need a PNB rep when she convenes that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, Adriana, you're in business. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Development Committee, who's giving the report for that?
I am. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Hi, this is Teresa Allen. The committee met on February 24th. Some of the things that we discussed were the pledge drive goals and what was collected and raised in the pledge drive at that time. We also discussed legacy donations, lapsed donors, collecting raffle or silent auction items, and we discussed the 52 for 52 fundraiser. We were welcoming, I have contacted Robin, and we are offering board members an opportunity to meet this week, either Wednesday or Thursday, to call people to see if they can raise additional monies from other people. Personally, whenever I give, I like to use some sort of challenge or leverage that I can to get other people to give. So I intend to get at least 10 people to give $52 or more. And if someone has lapsed, if for example, someone gave $100 last year and their membership is lapsing, I'm going to ask them if maybe they might want to make their pledge $152 this year. So any board members who would like to participate in this effort, please see me immediately because Rob Lee is willing to offer his place of business for us to make these calls. So that's where we are at.
Thank you, Teresa, and thank you for your dogged determination to reach every lapsed listener. It does make a difference, as we're seeing. Okay, best for last, governance. Richard Duzel, please.
Thank you. Before I get into this month's report, I want to comment on last month's report. Mr. Gardner was complaining that everything wasn't mentioned in the. This is a report. This is a short report. It's not the minutes. The issue that he was talking about is in the minutes, but it was something that didn't pan out or whatever. You didn't work out. But it's in the minutes if it didn't get swept under the rug or anything like that. Okay, I want to read this month's report. The 2022 KPFT Governance Committee met on Zoom March the 8th, 2022 at 6:32. Teresa Allen called the roll. 14 members of the 16 voting members were present. One member requested and was granted an excused absence, and one member did not request an excused absence. The results of the chair's election was announced. Richard Uzel was elected chair. A motion about the status of the governance committee was made, discussed, voted, approved, and will be presented to this LSB after this report. A motion about possibly returning to in-person meetings was presented, but the committee voted that the motion should be made to the LSB and was not considered at this meeting. We then adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Would you like to speak to that motion then? Or would you like to make that motion that you alluded to, I should say?
I would like to ask Teresa Allen to do that since it's her motion.
It is now the
committee's motion, but Teresa was going to do it.
Okay, Teresa, before you speak, Adriana, you have a hand up. Is that from last time or is that?
No, it's let Teresa speak and then, I have a question. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Go ahead, Teresa. You have the floor. Make your motion.
Okay. The motion that was passed out of committee is, whereas the current dire financial situation faced by KPFT mandates that the local station board devote its time and attention to fundraising, membership, and listenership, and whereas governance changes can be proposed to, discussed, and voted upon directly by the KPFT LSB, therefore the KPFT Governance Committee hereby recommends to the LSB that the Governance Committee be suspended until the time that the LSB identifies a specific governance issue to be addressed by the governance committee and reconvenes the governance committee for that purpose.
Do I hear a second to that motion? I'm sorry, what was the vote count?
9-5. 9 yes, 5 no.
Thank you.
It's coming from the committee. You don't have to have a second.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So there's a motion on the floor, pass committee.
Adriana?
Hold on, Adriana. I have to do this first and then you can talk. Are there any objections? Adriana, go ahead.
Okay. I think that I wasn't able to be in that meeting, but we have before a lot of people trying to change the bylaw with simple majority. This governance committee is in a standing committee, is part of the Pacifica bylaw, Article 8, other committees of the board, Section 3, standing committees. Point B said a governance committee will shall regularly review the foundation bylaw and policies for governance of the board activities. No committee, because you have a simple majority, can change the bylaws. We try, we did two or three times last year. That's not the way. And it's the only committee that what is known as the majority think that maybe they don't have the majority in that committee. This is ridiculous. You cannot change with a simple committee motion the bylaw of the foundation. This is not only out of order. It's not possible. You want to change the bylaw? Try to make a change of the bylaw when the bylaw amendments come. You cannot approve a simple motion eliminated in committee because you think that it's, don't attend the committee if you don't want to be part of that. It's such a simple thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Is there somebody that would like to speak for? Teresa?
I think that Adriana Casanave is mistaken. We are not referring to the National Governance Committee. That is the committee that's referred to in the bylaws, and they discuss governance. I think that the local station board has to have the ability to decide which committees are relevant for them to get business done. The meeting last month, we spent most of the discussion discussing whether we will use 3/8% or 48% or what percentage would be required to ask for a roll call vote. I just don't think that that is a healthy use of the time for 14 people, soon to be 17 people if we proceed. And a fairly high percentage of those people are not current board members. So I'm a little bit reluctant also to have non-board members controlling motions that come to the local station board. So those are two other reasons why I'm concerned about this committee. This local station board should have the ability to decide we don't want this committee or we do want this committee. Is it productive use of our time or not? Thank you.
Okay. Would somebody like to speak against the motion? Ted, you have your hand up. Is that the purpose of that? Or?
Yes.
Okay. You've got to admit, Ted, that these electronic hands make it so easy, doesn't it? Otherwise, you'd probably get elbow strain or something. Go ahead.
The concern that was just expressed about committees having lots of people and not being something that the LSB has to worry about is bogus. Whatever the committee does, it ultimately comes before the board for a vote. So that's number one. Number two, federal law says that I and Joseph Davis, who want to work on the standing rules and the special rules, We can do it, the two of us, but we're limited to five people. Otherwise, we are meeting without proper notice. The management of the station doesn't have to announce the meeting. It doesn't go on the website. And so by putting this committee on hiatus, you are stifling group interaction. The size of this committee shows its significance. If we've got 14 or 17 people on the committee and it's too many and Teresa and others don't want to participate, don't participate, but don't block us from doing the works we have, the work we have. We don't have people who really understand Robert's Rules of Order. For instance, we have a secretary who fails to include reports in minutes. Special rules need to be written that clarify the fact that where Roberts is silent, we need to have special rules that talk about what belongs in the minutes, such as our general manager report, or tonight, our executive director report. This need not, should not be hidden. Go look somewhere else, which is what our minutes this month say we are supposed to do. No, they're right there, easy for us to find. As we heard earlier, transparency is vitally important. I recently ran across an article from the Harvard Business Review that talks about the importance of better agendas, agendas that have questions in them. The committee, the governance committee, should adopt that by making a special rule that will help us to get to the root cause of many of our problems, many of which are financial, and address them. We also need a subcommittee from within governance to expand on the national training that I did for mostly other radio stations or radio station boards on Robert's Rules training. People should know Robert's Rules, and that would be a responsibility of this committee. And we also seem to have a problem with understanding when a counted vote needs to be in the minutes and when it doesn't, even when we are meeting remotely. That is something else that this committee should address. There's plenty of work for the governance committee, and killing it or putting it on hiatus, which is essentially what this motion would do, is horrific. It will hurt the foundation in terms of participation, and it will
hurt
financially. Thank you for allowing me to make those points.
Thank you, Ted. Points well made. I'll take one more for Susan. Are you speaking for?
Yes, I'm speaking for. So I want to underscore what Teresa said. The bylaws call for governance committee as a standing committee of the PNB. Not all of the local station boards have got a governance committee. In fact, WBAI only has a finance committee. The local station boards can determine what are the best ways, how committees, task forces, whatever, work into their way of doing their work. The committee has not been eliminated. It has been put on hiatus. And can reconvene if the LSB so decides to do so on a special topic. I would suggest that Ted and Joseph Davis get to work on the amendment on your drafts of standing and special rules. I had asked Joseph to do that coming out of the very first governance committee. That hasn't come forward. If you all come forward with that, that might be a very good reason to reconvene the committee for that special purpose. There, I think that a lot of us wish to spend more time working with outreach and with fundraising. And yet if we're not there for the governance committee, issues come forward that do not have balanced perspectives. And so we then, they come to the LSB, in a way that is not representative of the folks on the LSB because it's a limited number of people who are involved. You can bring forward motions directly that the LSB can look at, can reconvene the committee for, or postpone for some future time. And I encourage you and Joseph Davis to get to work on the revised standing and special rules. And I also think it'd be very helpful to have trainings in Robert's rules, but I would suggest we get a professional parliamentarian from the parliamentary association and schedule periodic trainings that people can join in on. I think that would be very helpful.
Nancy on the stack.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, listen, I've had 3 for and 3 against. This has been vetted by committee. We're under the pressures of time. Do I hear a motion to call the question?
We haven't had
Nancy on the stack.
3 against.
Had 3 for and 3 against, Ted. Thank you. Do I hear a motion?
Call the question. Call the question.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Nancy.
I second the call of the question.
Thank you. The question has been called. There's a 2/3 vote required to cut off debate. Mr. Secretary.
Points of order, Mr. Chair.
Hold on. Would the secretary call the roll, please? We need a 2/3.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Before the vote.
Adriana, please state
your point. It's a point of order, Mr. Chair. It's not up to you to tell me what I can
Adriana,
ask.
Adriana, please keep your voice down. State your point of order, please.
Thank you, sir. My point of order is you have a list of people asking for the floor. You cannot not ask somebody else that is not even in this list asking for the floor. You cannot ask for a call question because the people that ask for the floor have the right to speak. Is some of them in the order Mr.
Adriana.
Chair, please be civil. You want to be civil? Be, please. Do not interrupt because you can. People have the right to speak.
Is that a
you
question?
Don't have the right to trump over everything that people try to talk. You have people want to talk about this
okay,
motion.
You're being dilatory at this point. Thank you. You've made your point.
Answer my point of order, sir.
Yes, I'm cutting off debate. We are at time for this committee report and the motion.
I challenge your decision,
okay,
sir.
Okay, before we have a vote, I heard Nancy. Who else did I hear? Anybody beside Nancy want to weigh in?
Yes, I asked you for the floor, sir. I have my hand up.
Okay, please make it brief so we can move on. Go ahead, Adriana.
No, Nancy's first. You gave her the floor.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, okay. Nancy, go ahead. Make it brief, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When you have a committee and you have the public listening, you have everything is clear to the public and to all members. That's called a meeting. But you're asking, Susan Young was suggesting that two members do things outside of a meeting and then present it. So you're not allowing the public to understand how you came to these conclusions. It's not open. In fact, you could even say it's a secret meeting. So when you have a committee and you have a meeting, it has to be open for the public and everybody. And people who do not want to do this kind of work do not have to come. Nobody's forced. But for the board or for the majority of that governance committee to say, we don't want to do this anymore because fundraising is more important. Fundraising is important. But to dismiss and end the, suspend the governance committee, you don't have the right to do that. It's against Robert's Rules of Order. It's against just transparency. Back to you, Chair.
Adriana.
Thank you,
unless
sir.
Somebody wants to speak for, that was against. Adriana, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, one of the problems is that I think that we can walk and chew gum, right? Like it's being said popularly. If people don't want to come to that committee, fine, they don't need to come. But it's worse than that. We are asking members to put money. We are asking people to be members. We are asking people to donate to support the station and Pacifica. But you are telling them that you don't want to listen to them. That is the most ridiculous statement. And that is why we have from 10,000 members that we have long time ago, we have 2,500. That is one of the reasons. A few people want to control absolutely the narrative. You are telling people you are not important. Don't put the money and shut up because we don't want to hear what you have to say. If Teresa or somebody else don't want to come to those committees, don't come. It's your right not to come. But let the people work if they want to, and we follow the bylaws. You cannot, because you have a majority, trump over everything. That is not your right. And that's why we have the reaction that we have for the members. Because they are being asked to put money and shut up. And that is not right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mac.
The question was called about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, I know. We have other hands up, and the only one that hasn't spoken to the issue, I'm going to give her a last chance here. Jane, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm hearing a fundamental misunderstanding of the question, and I'm going to try to briefly explain a couple of things about procedure. One is the work of the committees is very little of it is done in the committee meeting. The work of the committees is done by the committee members who come to the committee and report on their work, which is what I reported in the MSRC. I call them homework assignments. We have research projects. We have tasks that we do. We bring them to the committee. The committee addresses them, and then they're brought to the LSB if they're legitimate. If we try to do all the work of the committees during the committee meetings, nothing will happen. And secondly, no one is being excluded from anything. There is legitimate work to be done by the governance committee, and it's directed by the LSB to meet and address a governance issue. It will be there like Johnny on the spot.
We're
a little confused.
Please mute the barking dog.
Who let
the dog's making some sense.
Yeah, sure is, especially on the howling. I think that's commendable. The question has been called. We need a
point of order.
Yes,
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yeah,
because the time has been exceeded in the agenda, calling the question is not necessary. It is actually moot, so we can just go ahead to the vote.
Point of order.
What?
Point of order.
Go ahead, Ted. Lower your hand when you're done talking, please.
The time limits listed on the agenda, another example of why we need more training in rules and procedures and the governance committee. It's listed right here very clearly at the bottom of the agenda that the time limits for agenda items are shown in parentheses and serve only as objectives. The statement made by Susan Young just a moment ago is not correct. I would like to speak to the substance of this.
No, Ted. We're done. We're cutting that off. We're going to a vote. Okay. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. The question has been called. Please call the roll. We need to.
Okay. Would you restate the question?
Hold on. Stop. Stop, Nancy.
Point of order. You have to address it.
Hold on, Nancy. We need a two-thirds vote to go to a vote on the motion. Ted is correct. These are suggested times. I appreciate the input from Susan, but we're going to go that route. Okay? Now, Nancy, what's your point of order?
Okay. Before we go any further, we need to seat the next.
I already seated Sister Mama Sonia. I already did that earlier in the meeting if you were listening. So Sister Mama Sonia, welcome to the board. Time permitting.
I didn't hear her introduction.
Well, you need to pay attention. Nancy, you're out of order. You're now out of order.
Why am I out of order?
You are going to a vote. Richard.
You made that introduction speech? You said she was going to get to do that when she got
You're
on the board.
You're out of order, Nancy. Please, let us finish.
Why are you lying?
All right, Nancy, that's a first warning. Please enter that into the minutes. Richard, please call the roll.
Okay. Lisa Allen, this is the call to question. This is not the motion. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Britton? Britton? Care?
With apologies, what is the question?
This is to go to the vote on the motion. This is just to go to the vote.
Okay, yes, go to the vote.
Okay, yes. Casaneva? Casaneva?
Sir, is to close debate. That is the vote.
There you go.
Close debate.
What's your vote?
How do you
vote? I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't misstate it.
No, okay. Boys.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Yes. Gardner. You're muted, Mom.
Yeah, no.
No, okay. Hoyt? James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yes, please.
Yes. Sister Mama Sonia.
No.
No. Pratka.
Yes.
Yes. Sabar Naratomi.
Nancy votes no.
No. Scheidler.
Scheidler votes yes.
Yes. Shafto.
Yes.
Yes. Stone. Stone. Uzel, yes. Wyman.
Abstain for the moment, or pass, excuse me, pass.
Pass, okay. Weiskel.
No.
No. Williams. Benicia. Okay, I'll come back. Willis. Egberto. You're muted.
Some of these folks off.
Egberto, you're muted. Okay, let's see. Young.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go back and touch the base on the people that didn't answer before. Britton? Britton? Hoyt? Stone? Williams?
Benicio, you're muted.
Where is she? Oh, there she is. Yeah. You're muted, Benicio. Okay. Willis? Egberto, you're muted also. Okay. Oh, somebody passed.
That would be me. That would be me, Richard.
Okay.
Chair votes. Chair votes, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Hmm.
12-5. Motion passes, so we go to the motion.
Motion failed. 2/3, sir.
12-5 is 2/3.
12-5 is 2/3? Your math doesn't work. Need to be 5-15. Oh, you said 10-2, but you have 4 people that didn't vote. It means 9.
Adriana, hold
okay.
on.
Okay,
hold
do
on.
Whatever you
want. Hold on.
It's of the people who vote.
Adriana, hold on. We have 12 yes and 5 no. Multiply 5 times 2 and it doesn't come up to the 12 threshold. So the motion passes, so we can vote on the main motion now. So please reread the motion, Teresa, quickly, and then Richard, call the roll. We're running short on time. Teresa Allen?
I'm sorry. The motion is, whereas the current dire financial situation faced by K15 mandates that the local station board devote its time and attention to fundraising, membership, and listenership, and whereas governance changes can be proposed to, discussed, and voted upon directly by the LSB, K50 LSB. Therefore, the K50 Governance Committee hereby recommends to the LSB that the Governance Committee be suspended until the time that the LSB identifies a specific governance issue to be addressed by the Governance Committee and reconvenes the Governance Committee for that purpose.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, call the roll. A yes vote supports the motion. A no vote does not support the motion.
Let me correct the count on that first vote. It was 13-5, not 12-5. I'm sorry. Okay, this is on the motion. Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Britton must have gone. Care?
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve?
No.
No. Faust?
Faust says yes.
Faust? Yes. I apologize for messing up your name. Gardner?
No, I don't want the governance committee shut down.
Is that a no?
What did I say?
I don't know.
No, because
yes or
said
no?
No.
Thank you. No. James.
Yes.
Yes. Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. McPherson.
Yes.
Yes. Sister Mama Sonia.
No.
No. Pratka?
Yes.
Yes. Sabar Naratomi?
Nancy votes no.
No. Scheidler?
Scheidler votes yes.
Yes. Shafto? Shafto? I'll come back. Stone. Uzel, yes. Weinman.
Votes yes.
Yes. Weiskel.
No.
No. Williams. Benicio, if you want to vote on it, you got to unmute. Okay. Willie?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Britton, Hoyt, Shafto, where are we at? Stone, and Williams. Thirteen to five in favor of the motion.
Motion passes. This is not the end of the governance committee at all. Rather, we're just suspending it until we have meaningful business to bring. So going back to the comment, Ted, you seem to be very passionate about the subject. Please do a little research and bring meaningful work to this committee. But I must say, goodwill, outreach, fundraising, if it doesn't check one of those boxes, we're not doing our job. Is there any old business? We're running short of time critically here. Any new business to bring before the committee tonight, the LSB tonight, rather? Adriana, you have a hand up?
Yes, sir. I feel really so sorry that you have a group that you can read the chat. You can read the chat, sir.
Adriana,
sir,
the subject.
You give yourself the opportunity.
You're
to
out
talk
of order,
after
Adriana.
The vote, right?
Adriana, you're out of
you
order.
You have that
talking
right that we don't?
Business.
You gave her the floor.
Yes,
and
to
you
talk about new business.
After the vote, sir. You gave your wonderful opinion after the vote. Why we don't have the same right? You didn't even ask for the floor. You gave me the floor.
Adriana, this is not new business, Adriana, please. Let's be civil.
You gave me the floor, sir. Your comments are, we are not part of this new business neither. Please, don't give yourself prerogatives that you don't have.
The member is out of order. Mr. Secretary, please record a second warning.
Yes, obviously you can mute me too.
That would be the first.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
First.
Thank you, yes. Excuse me, my mistake. Our next LSB meeting will be April 13th, 2022, 7 p.m. We will meet by Zoom. Please bring in any new motions to the attention of Richard Uzzell and myself. 52 for 52. Not everybody on this committee has contributed quite yet. Please, let's all get this done together. Let's show the world that we can be together in our support of the only KPFB.
Don't ask for our money and tell us to shut up. I was elected by the membership, sir.
Yes, that's apparent.
Okay.
Adrian,
and I'm representing
again,
the people
again.
That are trying to talk there, and you don't allow them to talk.
Otis, could you please mute the member? She's out
yes,
of order.
Yes, please
again.
Mute me. Yes.
Don't mute.
Democracy at work.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Not debatable. Any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you for your attendance and for your hard work.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Welcome, Sister Mama Sonia.
And, you know, if you want to join some committees that are in progress, make those known to people. We look forward to working with you. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay, I'm Sister Mama Sonia. I've been involved with KPFP since was the COA first started years and years ago. I'm interested. I've worked with PK very closely also. So I'm just interested to see what's going to happen. I've been disappointed by a whole lot that KPFT has done and is doing. But that's why I'm here, to see if we can begin to right some egregious wrongs that I have seen. And I'm here.
Okay, good. And as an aside, in the chat, I sent you my email. Please send your contact information so we can have all of that for mailing lists and make sure that you're up to speed along with everybody else. I'm looking forward to working with you. You're going to be a valuable member. Goodwill outreach and fundraising. Come on now, everybody. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Democracy first.
Thank you, Sandy.